Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18 reads, "Here am I, and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders in Israel. Glory be to God in the highest. From the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion." Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him honor. You see, I began to think of this many years ago, actually. I can't remember the year. It was in the 80s. I was praying in the 80s or early 90s. I can't remember. I was praying. I was about to leave home to go to work. And I was praying. And I felt like God was saying something. And it was difficult for me to receive it. God has really dealt with me. I'm much better now. It's easy for me to just hear him, and it was a little tough. I knew he was saying something. It was like you are going to suffer. How am I going to say it now? Hiccough. That was the way I felt in my spirit, man. It was like, and you know something was coming, and yet it didn't come, and yet it was coming. So he kept me waiting. I was looking at the time. I needed to dash into the bathroom and change quickly, and then rush to jump into the car because I was traveling to 7 Kofa Bayomi. I was living then at, Maryland House in Estate. I remember the time it happened. But so I was around the dining table, and I was, my shut up, blah, blah, blah. I was waiting. What is this? What happened? He just wouldn't come. But I knew he was saying something. I couldn't do any other thing. I was waiting for him. I was praying. My child, Tala, Baba, oh, Holy Ghost, help me. Then all of a sudden, he went, go, how? And I got it straight. I and the children that God has given unto me were for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. I never read it before in the Bible. I went looking for the Bible. I jumped into the car, but I carried my Bible along. I got my office. I dragged my Bible on my table. Where is it in the Bible? Then later I heard that Archbishop Idausa had been preaching on that thing. And that never left me all my life. Now, when the Bible says, "Here am I, behold, look at me," I and the children that God has given me, we are for signs and wonders. That's a discovery. That's a revelation. Is somebody hearing me? It's not what you make yourself, but your Creator is saying, "This is what I have ordained for your life." We are for signs and we are for wonders. By the way, it was Prophet Isaiah that was speaking here. And the truth is this, his life was sign. His life was a wonder. His children, even by their two names, signs and wonders. Amazing. Then I began to wonder, what does it really mean? Signs and wonders. I realized a sign, even from the Greek, or the Hebrew, anywhere you research it, he said it's a token, an autograph, a kind of signature of authenticity. Okay. Attesting to the authority of a thing. A mark. Indication to distinguish a person or a thing. So in other words, anywhere you go, they will know that God exists. They won't just know that he exists, they will know that he reigns. They will know that he still rules in the affairs of man. They can't measure you by what the world is throwing at you. And if they do that, it's all right, it's to their own detriment. Because you are a sign. You are a wonder. Are you hearing me? If you have any dealings with God, if God is involved with your life, you are a sign. You are a wonder. You are a marvel to a generation. And I'm talking of your generation. Because where else will it be a sign and a wonder? That's a sign. What about a wonder? It says wonders. A wonder is something strange, causing the beholder to marvel. So in other words, when they expect certain trend, but they didn't see it, then they will wonder. They will marvel. This is the kind of thing that when they drive past or when they walk past, they say, wait a minute. Did I see one? No? Wait a minute. You will cause a stir. Amen. Because that's what you are made for. I'm not joking. I'm not talking you happy. But if I talk you happy, I think it's good. After all, people just take beer to get happy. And they run into trouble. People kill themselves on the opposite sex just to get happy. But this is beyond all this. This is deeper and eternal. This is permanent. Oh, I feel the fire. I feel it burning in my chest. Woohoo! This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what I'm talking about. When you know that your life is not just a ritual, not just a game. Every step has a purpose. Original, designed purpose. Tailor-made for a time. This time. I'm talking of signs and wonders. Hello? Glory be to God in the highest. You know, let me tell you something about wonder. When Moses got to the burning bush, it was a wonder. So it was a sign to him, from God, but it was a wonder. You see, what do you mean? How can there be so much fire in the bush and the grass will not burn? So let me have a good look at this. And the way he was looking at the wonder, he heard a voice. More wonder. He said, take off your shoes. Wonder. You know why? Because Moses himself will be a wonder. The Bible actually says, he said to Moses, I'm making you a wonder to Pharaoh. I'm talking to wonders here today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me? Glory be to God in the highest. If you look further, I want to limit myself to the band I stopped in the first service so that I won't preempt the second, the part two next Sunday. You see, I was looking at that and I said, well, it wasn't the first time actually we've seen somebody is a wonder. We've seen that about Moses. Come on, what about Joshua in Zechariah chapter 3 verse 8? He said, Joshua, you and all the people who are with you, say, these ones are wondrous things. Come on. I feel the fire on my hand again. Glory be to God in the highest. If you have ever walked in the wonders of God before, this year will be exceptional. Yeah. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus. You see, are you the Biri for Loeda? Aya, never in the name of Jesus. What obey? You look on Jesus. As a matter of fact, when they look at you and they say, Shebi, She Wagbini. In the name of Jesus. Wonder. You are a wonder. Except you don't have a connection. If truly you are connected with God in what you say, in your association, in what you do, get ready. The word is about to be mesmerized. I'm not joking. I feel the fire. Glory be to God in the highest. I and the children that God has given unto me were for signs and wonders in our generations. Woohoo! Hallelujah. See, getting serious with God, this is the time. Amen. Believe me, this is the time. Why am I feeling like I'm feeling? I feel like God wants to bless somebody here especially. Woohoo! Say wonder! There's still somebody there. I don't know who you are. Yes, yes, get up. Yeah, yeah, the lady. Yeah, that's right. Receive in the name of Jesus. Because you are a wonder. You see, the thing is, what I'm saying is this. The time has come when you enter into a place, the forces that have no business being there will move away from you. They will respect what you carry in the name of Jesus. Signs and wonders. So when we say signs and wonders, I was telling Pastor Skule and Oshibajo upstairs, I said, this God is too much, you know. Yeah, it's difficult to preach this one. I don't know what is happening, but I know God is in charge. Somebody is asking God a question. Now, he didn't reveal what you are asking him. He hasn't revealed that to me. But he says to tell you. Do you want to come and ask him publicly? If you want to, come and ask him. But if you can't, he said, before you go to bed tonight, there'll be an answer. In the name of Jesus. And you'll come back to testify. In the name of Jesus. You see, God wants to prove himself. We are in the era when, like Daniel, we say boldly, and God, he said, that you may know that God still rules in the affairs of man. People have been asking the question, where is the church? Where is the church in all this? The church is imagined back to its position. Yes. And they will hear the church more than they have heard it. In the name of Jesus. But who is the church? Come on, answer me. Who is the church? So if God is using the church, it could be you. In your seemingly remote corner. And God will, through you, manifest something that nations will bow to. You believe it? I believe it. In the name of Jesus. More so as we advance in the end time, guess the principle, the weak things of this world, the foolish things of this world, things that are not, God will bring them to the front to mess up the things that think they are. So what do you say to that? What do you say to that? The important thing is for you to know who you are and what he has made you. Now, it says, here am I and the children that God has given. We are for signs and wonders in Israel. From the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. We can begin to go to Mount Zion. And that will be another story. But let me just dwell on these signs and wonders briefly today. The first thing that hit me there is that this is prophetic, actually. Very, very prophetic. Why? When Isaiah was saying it, since we know that everything in the Old Testament are foreshadows of the things that will happen in the New Testament. And they began to happen. So the reality is in the New Testament. Salvation in the Old Testament was a kind of covering atonement and the killing of rams and of goats and of whatever. But in the New Testament, Jesus himself died. And in the Old Testament, anybody, that the best of human beings with God was a servant. But in the New Testament, you are a son. You are a son. You have a kind of right that nobody in the Old Testament had. Is somebody hearing me? I will show you before we end this one. So it was prophetic. And how do you confirm that? Come on, Hebrews chapter 2. Help me quickly. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews 2. From verse 10. For it was fitting for him. Can you see the him there? Who do you think he was referring to there? Thank you. He won't use capital H for man, except God. Either God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. And like I told them in the first service, our theology has actually created problems for us. When is God the Father? Yeah, yeah, yeah. God the Son? Yeah, yeah. God the Spirit? Oh, excuse me. Are you ashamed? It's one God. Whether it's Father, Son, or Spirit, it's one God. I feel the fire. Give the Holy Ghost his rightful place and his rightful honor and see the power of God manifest in the physical. Jesus is Lord. Amen. So it was fitting for him, Jesus, for whom are all things, some things. Come on, talk to me. And by whom are all. Can you give me another scripture that agrees with this? Give me another scripture. John chapter 1, verse 1. Come on. In the beginning was what? The word was with? The word was? Verse 2, all things were made by, and it was nothing made that was made. Glory be. You can still find more scriptures. You go into the book of Revelation or even the Ephesians. He said, look, all things were made for his pleasure. And for that pleasure, they are and were created. Okay. Let me go back to Hebrews. Okay, Hebrews chapter 2. By whom are all things? Okay, for it was fitting for him. For whom are all things? And by whom are all things? What was fitting for him? Help me. In what? So what was fitting? It was fitting for him to bring many sons to glory, bringing many sons to bear, manifesting many sons. Before now, he was the only begotten son of the Father. But it was fitting for him to allow many more sons to emerge. Glory be to God in the highest. In bringing many sons to what? Glory. I can hear you.
Glory.
I can hear you.
Glory.
I can hear you.
Glory
is there for God. But when it comes to his son, he shares it with them. But his son will not begin to look, grab it. You will move back and give him all the glory. But his glory distinguishes you. You know what Jesus said? He said, the glory which I have for him from the beginning, I have given to them. John chapter 17. Is somebody hearing me? Follow me closely. Why? To make the captain of their salvation what? Perfect. Through suffering. Go ahead, next verse, quickly, quickly, quickly. Hallelujah. For both he, come on. Again, who is the he here? Help me, church. Thank you. For both he, who what? Sanctifies. Who is that person? Jesus. And those who are being sanctified, who are these ones? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. We are. We are sanctified and we are continuously being sanctified. Are all what?
One.
Maybe you didn't read well. Are all what?
One.
I can't hear you. Are all what?
One.
Come on, say it again. Are all what?
One.
So by covenant, am I one with this woman?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I will be deceiving myself. I say, this is my own, this is your own. Come on, do your life. Do my life. I'm telling you. Settle some things. Women, settle some things. It's not for what you can grab. You are in this for life. If you are in it because of what you can grab, you are making a mistake. It won't last. The truth is that it won't sustain you. If you are in it because you know it's a covenant, it will last. It will sustain you. Generations will meet it.
Amen.
See, there's no arguing. This is me. Why? There's a covenant. What does the Bible say? Say what God has joined together, let not man. Man always lend themselves to the devil for use. Some women are too good. Pastor Tayo, Koburuya, they are good. I appreciate them. God bless you. Yeah, this is one. It is covenant. God will not operate with you except in covenant. In the same vein. Please hear me well. I don't like this passage. It's for your own good. In the same vein, if what I have with her is a covenant, how much more what I have with God? The reason this covenant can work is because she's one with him. I'm one with him. And when they brought us together, one. Are you hearing me? So if I can say, if I'm saying, and the two of them shall become one. Both the sanctifier and those who have been sanctified are all of
one.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking for Jesus in his character, in his power, in his attribute, first look at yourself. If you cannot stand there, ask for grace. It's tantamount to a husband who is not bold enough to say, I am one. Because he knows that he's not clean. He knows that he's a wayward husband. He knows that he's an adulterer. He knows that he's only here in flesh, his mind is somewhere else. God doesn't like such. Because it's a oneness. Or same thing with a woman. They are one. Ladies and gentlemen, the power, you haven't seen power yet. When I know who I am, then easily the power of God will flow.
Amen.
I don't beg for power. Will she beg for what? For her right? They are one. You and Jesus are
one.
What I say here, I say, can you now see that if you are born again, you are a sign?
Amen.
Just like Jesus was and remains a sign to the entire world. You are one with him. All right. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them
brethren.
He's my brother. Can you see those we call brethren? They are his sons that he brought to be. Next verse. Say, I will declare your name to my brethren. Who are the brethren? We saying, I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will sing praises to you. Next verse. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, everybody read with me. Here am I and the children. Come on, help me. Whom God has. Who is speaking here prophetically? Jesus. Now you see what I'm talking about? That was a prophecy of us and our time. We are the reality of the saying in the Old Testament. We are. I feel the fire. I feel the power. Somebody just discovered something from what we are saying. Believe in me, nobody can take it from you again. Lie, Jesus. I just enjoy God so much. Talking to you about God, I enjoy it. You see what God does? Isn't it fun? Isn't it amazing? So, it is prophetic. Number two, it is strategic. You say, what do you mean it's strategic? I and the children of God has known to work for signs and wonders. One, I didn't even finish it. Okay, well, that's all right. David said in Psalm 71, I think, hey, God help me. Verse 7, you know what he said? He said, hey, I have become as a wonder. That man must have discovered something. I love David. That in the Old Testament, he lived the spirit-filled life. Though we couldn't see that the Holy Ghost came inside of him, but his revelation was too much. Isaiah and David in the Old Testament, they live like New Testament saints. I have become as a wonder to many. But you, God, are my refuge. See, my aim is this in Jesus' name, that after this service, and of course all through the year, you will find it difficult to think less of yourself than as a wonder. Did you hear me? Because you are a wonder, you are a sign in the name of Jesus. Can we go back quickly? Okay, so I said, no, it's strategic. That statement is strategic. What makes it strategic? Turn to Matthew chapter 10 for me, quickly. Matthew 10, I want you to see what I mean by strategic. Okay, no, verse 16. Go ahead, 16. Behold, who was speaking here? Please talk to me. If you have the kind of Bible that has red letter, this will be red letter. Am I right? Behold, I send you out as what? Come on, talk to me. Sheep in the midst of? Isn't that strategic? You know what he's just saying? He said, I am releasing you into this world like sheep. What is sheep to wolves? Prey. Food. When wolves see sheep, they go after them to eat. He said, you know what? You are a sign. Amen. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to release you to the world as sheep. I know they are wolves. So what will they do? They will come against you with their teeth and claws, but it will be to their detriment. God has a strategy. Can't you see you are not ordinary? Can't you see you cannot be undermined? You cannot be taken for granted? There is a spirit in you that is not common. He's called the Holy Ghost. I say, I send you out as what? Sheep. See, this statement is strategic. Yes. Therefore, look at the next line. Be wise as what? Even that statement is proverbial. Be wise as serpent. Why will he be asking you to be wise as his arch enemy? Then, be gentle as. So you should be gentle with wolves that are trying to eat. He said, but if you apply serpentine kind of wisdom and apply humility like a dog, wolves will become prey in your hand. You know the strategy of God is this. You know what the strategy is? What the devil doesn't know is that these sheep are not sheep. They are the stock of the lion of the tribe of Judah. These are lions, cubs in disguise. These are ferocious animals. They will consume wolves. But they appear like sheep. So there is no pride. They are humble. They are gentle. But don't call one. That is, don't collide with them. He said, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation for a stone. He said, a sure stone, a precious cornerstone. He that believes shall not make haste. He said, if this stone falls on you, it will ground you to powder. If you collide with him, you'll be cut into smittens. Anyway, don't play around with this stone. It's a strategy. I and the children of God were for signs and wonders. Example, when the snake bit Paul on the island of Melita, they were waiting for him to die. Every man that had went that route died. When the snake would bite you, you will die. When they saw the snake, they said, this one escaped from the sea. We thought it was a miracle. That means that he's a wicked man. Now a snake has now bitten him again. Isn't that the way the world thinks? And so they were waiting to see how the calamities will happen to Paul. But suddenly, when the hand should swell, it didn't swell. When it should die, it didn't die. And what happened to the? He shook the snake into the fire and continued life as normal. And can I prophesy to somebody? They are waiting to see your end. Rise out of this place in the name of Jesus and continue life as normal. I charge you in the name of Jesus. I forgot it where I was sitting there in the watch night service. But when the pastors gathered with me upstairs, it came out. As a matter of fact, what happened was, she wasn't feeling too fine. She said, this, I said, come on, by the time you climb upstairs and go back, the sickness will disappear. It has disappeared. And when we got up there, we joined our hands. I said, I just remember. Say what? Say, whereas, I'm quoting exactly, whereas they thought you will build and you will, somebody else will take it because you'll be no more. Whereas they planned that and they thought that. He said, you will inherit houses you didn't build. You will inherit cities that you don't even know the source of. Vineyards that you did not plant, you will inherit. So the devil planned for this, but then this is how you are going to come out. It is strategic. Tell your neighbor, say, I am the children that God has given to me. We are for signs and wonders in our generation. Glory be to God in the highest. Now, this saying is definitive. It defines how we live now. So how do we do that? Glory be to God in the highest. That means that you don't live your life without the consciousness of what I'm talking to you about. You are a sign. You are a wonder. Hello, is somebody hearing me? The Bible says we just shall live by faith. Glory be to God in the highest. And that's why for a covenant child of God, come on, it's no mistake. See, I took the promise. He said, those who hate you, he said, I will sack them. He said, I will plague them. I was just sitting in my own jail. He said, but before you begin to feel somehow, listen to me, it's the covenant. You know, I told you. He said, I will bless them that bless. And those that curse you, they are already. It's just the covenant. The same way that I'm head, I'm not tail, I'm above, I'm never beneath. So how do you define the moment? Define the moment knowing who you are. Let me go a little bit further than I went in the first service. Everywhere you see Jesus move, you say, I am. I feel the fire. I feel the extreme. I am. Now you know you are a sign. You are a wonder. 2 weeks ago I was teaching, you reign in life as kings. You are a king. If you don't know who you are, the world will tell you who they think you are. I'm a sign. I'm a wonder. The Spirit of God dwells inside of me. I am seated with him in the heavenly places, above all principalities and powers. I decree a word to come to pass in the name of Jesus. My ears are inclined. My ears are hearing. My soul lives. I have an everlasting covenant with God the Father. Army on my behalf is the sure message of David. I know who I am. I'm a son. I'm a wonder. How do you define the moment? The just shall live by faith. This year, in the name of Jesus, in your words, in your actions, in your associations, God will prove himself. God will be honored. In the name of Jesus. I say God will be honored. In the name of Jesus. In your marriage, in your health, in your finances, in your ministry, in your children. I say God will be honored.
In the name of Jesus, you are a sign. You are a wonder. You are the city on the hill. You are the light of the world. Glory be to God in the highest.
Can I crave your indulgence to ask you to rise up, please? I see and I foresee that this message will be for a long time coming. Because I have not fully introduced it. So there's many more to say. Or many more things to say. I want you to lift up your hands to God and make a declaration, receiving the grace of God, that from today, in the name of Jesus, I will live like the king that I am. I will live like the son and the wonder that I am. Everything that would distract me, I truncate right now in the name of Jesus. I'm a sign and a wonder. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Time will not permit me, so I've skipped the whole of John chapter 15. But I can paraphrase it for you. It says, I am the vine. You are the branches. You see what I'm saying? And if you, by the time you read down that chapter, he says, it is my Father's great pleasure that you bear much fruit. You will bear fruits. In the name of Jesus. You are a sign. You are a solution to human problems. You are a blessing to this generation. In the name of Jesus. I say you are. Come on, somebody say, I am. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere you go to, you will not be part of the problem. You obey the solution they are looking for. You are the light of the world. You are the city on the hill. Your light will shine. In the name of Jesus. And this light that shines can never be compared by the darkness of this world. In the name of Jesus. You are more than conqueror. He always brings you triumphant. And so we give him praise, we give him honor. In the name of Jesus. You are a branch on the vine. Your fruits will remain. In Jesus' name. You know, and the Bible says, after the dancing, the glory of the Lord came, or during the dancing, came down so much. And by the time they finished, David departed to his house, but not before, not without blessing the people. So I want to bless you in the name of Jesus. The God that you have been dancing to, not to a man, not to a woman, the one you have been jumping to, the one you have been lifting your hands to, the one you have been given for, he will open his unusual treasure. In the name of Jesus. He will make you a sign and a wonder. In your generations, in the name of Jesus. He will fight your battles. You will hold your peace. In the name of Jesus. He will be your cloud by day. Your pillar of fire by night. He will make a way for you. Where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, he will straighten the crooked before you. He will lower the mountains. He will fill up the valleys. He will fling open every short gate. In the name of Jesus, you will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus, the devil will not snatch your children. Not through death, not through accident, not through vandalism, not through rascality, not through the spirit of this age. Your children will be bigger than you. In the name of Jesus, this year will favor you. This year will prosper you. The year will serve you. Everything created will come to your aid. In the name of Jesus, the sun will not smite you by day. The moon will not smite you by night. With your eyes you see the foolishness of the wicked. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling place. The works of your hand are blessed. You will possess your possession. God will prosper you. He will multiply you. Bigger than your forefathers. Than your fathers. Than any in your lineage. In the name of Jesus. Your life will please God. God will be delighted over you. Peace will define your home. Joy will define your marriage. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Take all the glory.
in the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.